In the Ozarks, we have plenty of places to hike, bike, and float. But what about flying? A group of aviation enthusiasts wants to make exploring the Ozarks from the air more accessible. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek jumped on board to find out more.
This is a A1C Husky, so it's a tailwheel plane, high wings, made for not really going fast, but landing places that might not be a regular airport like we're going to today. So grass strips, sort of backcountry airstrips is what people call them.
Chad Cox is standing next to a red and white two-person plane. Cox is the aviation director for Runway Group. He's also a pilot, and last week, I was his passenger on a flight out to the Kings River. We take off from Drake Field in Fayetteville, and Cox points the plane toward Trigger Gap, just south of Eureka Springs.
So we're just at 2,000 feet right now.
Slowly, the neighborhoods disappear, and the homes below us become more scattered.
So that's the white. Southeast of Springdale Mound.
Soon we're soaring over the rolling Ozark Mountain wilderness.
If you look out to your left, that's Exit Conservancy land, so we're at the Trigger Gap area.
After about 20 minutes of flight, the landing strip shows itself. It's a mowed field on top of a flat ridge marked with white cones and a windsock. After we land, Cox taxis the plane under a large tree. The Trigger Gap airstrip, he says, is one of 63 rural airstrips within an 80 nautical mile radius. And Cox adds, all those airstrips, many of which are privately owned, have been compiled into a database that's open to the public.
And you can go on there and you can say, hey, I want to go camping and I want to go fishing and hiking, and it'll filter down with that. And you can say, you know what, and I want a really long runway, so you can filter down by the difficulty of the airstrip.
The database is called the Airfield Guide. And Cox says putting it together was made possible by a 2012 legislative change to the Arkansas Recreational Use Statute.
So the same law that protects, you know, a landowner from someone hunting and potentially, you know, tripping and shooting their foot or whatever, the same law that protects landowners there has been amended to protect landowners who have airstrips. So that was like the key.
From there, Cox says stakeholders started calling private airstrip owners and cleared the way for many of the runways to become accessible to the greater aviation community.
We're at a low density altitude, which means that aircraft perform really well. We're in the middle of the country, so if other people want to come in and check it out, it's, you know, relatively close. And you know, we're not densely populated where you're constantly having to deal with airspace and you can't fly here. And people have already built all these grass strips. I mean, there's tons of them. So it's great that we're able to take advantage of it.
And now, under the banner of Fly Oz, Cox says they want to promote flight in personal aircraft, not just as a way to get from point A to point B, but as a recreational activity that affords new ways to experience the Ozarks.
At its heart, it's really just branding all those one-off airstrips and saying, hey, look, our region has a lot to offer.
Cox says the Thaden Field House that's under construction at Thaden Field in Bentonville has also been designed to introduce more people to the aviation world.
This is a huge community asset. You know, we're sitting on 130 acres of city property that really all taxpayers own. And if you put up tall fences and it's a place just for pilots and, you know, just for people who own planes, and you don't have these access points for the community, then it isn't a real community asset. So this helps move it in the right direction.
The field house is on the northwest corner of the airport's runway, and Cox says they've put it as close as they possibly could.
You have all these invisible you know, standards and restrictions at an airport. Like, you have all these, can't be higher than this or closer than this or whatever. So this, the shape of the building is squeezed up against every one of those constraints.
Inside the field house, Cox takes us through a large event and display space with a massive hangar door. He says they plan to bring in various aircraft and exhibitions that will be open to visitors. There will also be a restaurant called Louise. Just like the airport and field house, it's named after Louise Thaden, who was born and raised in Bentonville and went on to become an aviation pioneer in the 1920s and 30s. Cox says the restaurant will be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as brunch on Sundays.
Half of the seating is indoor, and then the other half is outdoor, out near the runway where people can sit and eat and let their kids play and watch planes take off and land.
The Fieldhouse also sits right on Lake Bentonville. So Cox says visitors will be able to rent canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards, as well as fish.
We have catfish, smallmouth bass, brim, and then seasonally, Game and Fish stocks it with trout as well.
And soon, Cox says, there will be even more of the lake for people to use.
And it will get bigger. You know, there's a park being developed to the north. The lake will expand into it.
The second floor of the Fieldhouse will be home to Summit Aviation's flight school and a lounge for members of the recently launched Oz One Flying Club, which is overseen by director Phil Johnson.
We're trying to create a flying club that not only pilots want to be a part of, but others who are just interested in aviation and the community around aviation that they want to be a part of as well.
Johnson says the club is a nonprofit that aims to make flight in personal aircraft more affordable so more people get a chance to experience it.
Basically, rather than buying your own plane, we want you to come fly one of ours if you're a pilot and amortize the cost of owning a plane across a membership base so that way it's more affordable for everyone involved. We believe that through the involvement of others, we can make aviation more affordable for everyone.
The club offers three levels of membership: all-in, backcountry, and social. That last one is meant to appeal to people who aren't necessarily interested in flying planes, but they want to be part of the aviation community through various events put on by Oz One. Johnson says flying is a lot like other popular Ozark recreation, like floating and biking, in that it's better when others come along for the adventure.
I can't tell you how many people kind of light up and kind of get a smile on their face and say, I've always wanted to do that. You know, it just seems like, from the days of Leonardo da Vinci, that people always look to the skies and always wonder what it's like to be up and experience the earth in 3D.
The Thaden Fieldhouse is scheduled to open at the end of this month. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Chad Cox says Thaden Field is also constructing an additional taxiway, which means the airport will be able to double its number of hangars. Also in the works is a grass strip so pilots can practice taking off and landing before heading out to those backcountry runways.